and Yanei Hachag coming up, and a little bit connected to what we discussed last year, but also to the broader theme of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, to try to establish a certain relationship. The Ramban, in his Shirashim, I'm sorry, in his Hashmatos to Sefer Mitzvos, discusses the various mitzvahs that the Rambam omitted in Minyan HaMitzvos, as we know. And Agav, that discussion makes an important comment about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Ramban here in Mitzvah, one second, if you can find it. The Ramban here in Mitzvah Tesvav tells us that Shenitztava Lahodos Lishmo Yisbarach B'chalesha Nikra B'Torah Ala Tova Gedola Shasalanu B'seis Torasenu Eleinu B'hodiyanu Hamasim Aratzuim Lefanav Shebehem Ninchal Chaye Olam Abba B'kasher Nitztavenu B'bracha Achar Kolo Achila Kein Nitztavenu Bazu. The Ramban here in Shoresh in the Hashmatos to Minyan Mitzvos Mitzvah Saseh Tesvav says that there is an obligation prior to the learning of Torah to make a Birchas HaTorah. Okay. Then at the very end of the piece, the Ramban says that you shouldn't think that this obligation is simply integrated into the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What's mechudash about it is that it's independent, and therefore it's independent in the Minyan Mitzvahs as well. And he brings two other examples of this kind of relationship. It says, "V'ein ra'uy l'mnosa mitzvah achas ima kriya, kemo she'mikra bikurim eino nimna achas im hava'asan, v'sipur yetzias mitzrayim im achilas ha'pesach." So the Ramban says that there are three phenomena, three cases which are similar. Basically says, mikra bikurim to hava'as bikurim is the same as birchas ha'torah to Talmud Torah, which is the same as Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to Achilas HaPesach. That's the equation that the Ramban makes. And I want to speak just a little bit about this equation, at least one aspect of it, in a little bit, in the time, some of the time that we have. On the surface, the Ramban's view of Birchas HaTorah is very mechudash, and the parallel is very strange, because you know, when it comes to Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim, we know that you can have one without the other. At least you can have Havas Bikurim without Mikra Bikurim, and therefore when you have Mikra Bikurim, there are cases of people who are maybe Vena Kore. And therefore the idea that the Kriya and the Hava are two different things makes a lot of sense. If you look at the Psukim in Parshas Kisavo, which I want to speak about a little bit more, so it's clear that the kriya is something that is very extensive, and it sounds as if it's a different, an independent yet related dimension in this mitzvah. This is the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim. That's the din of the chiyuv and hava of Bikurim. And then you have a huge section of the Torah. This all took four psukim from Perek Chavav, Pasuk Aleph through Dalet. Then Pasuk He through Pasuk Yud Aleph, which is clearly longer, more psukim, is the Mikra Bikurim. Ganisa, V'yamarta, Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. Ganisa means the Bikol Ram, by the way. Well, I hope we'll get back to that. Arami Oved Avi, V'yered Mitzrayma, V'yagar Shavim Seimaat, V'yisham L'goy Gadol, Atzum Barav, V'yareo Asanu HaMitzrim, V'yanunu, V'yitnu Alinu Avodah Kalsha, V'nitzak El Hashem Elokeha Voseinu, Vayishma Hashem is Kaleinu, Vayaris Anyenu, Samaleinu. That all sound very familiar, because this is the main section of Magid and Haggadah, which is one of the points I'm going to try to make. Vayotzeinu Hashem in Mitzrayim be'al chazaka b'zroi nituya b'mar gadol b'osus b'osim v'yibyenu ala makam hazeh v'yiten lanus aretz hazos eretz alas chalav v'dvash v'yata hine evesi es reishis priho adamah shemasapa li Hashem v'yinachto v'samachto and so on till the end of the parasha. This is introduced v'yanisa v'yamarta as something independent. I said there are more psukim on the Mikra Bikurim than there are on the Havas Bikurim, and frankly, it's a bit surprising, challenging to us to try to figure out, that, which is good, what this Mikra Bikurim has to do with the bringing of Bikurim. That's what is this whole history of, starting with Arami Ovid Avi, which is a very ambiguous phrase, and then the whole, recounting of the trials and tribulations and vicissitudes of being in Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim. What does that really have to do with Havas Bikurim? Again, we know it, so we're familiar with it now, and that's a good thing too. But it's not a good thing if it sometimes deflects, us from fully appreciating what is mechudash and what is important about this day. The point to make, I'll get back to that other part of it in a moment. The moment is that the halacha establishes clearly that there is a hava without a mikra. And if you just look at the psukim, it's clear that the mikra is something that is, given a great deal of space. And since the mikra isn't so obvious with respect to the hava, so the idea that it constitutes an added dimension, one which justifies its own identity in minyan mitzvos, it makes a lot of sense. And the challenge for us is to figure out the conjoining of the two. The fact that there's an independent din of Mikra, Bikurim, doesn't really surprise us at all. But that's in one direction. On the other hand, in the other extreme, what Ramban wants to derive from here, right? If you look at Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah, so the fact that this is independent in Minyan HaMitzvos is rather shocking. After all, we have many brachos that are connected to mitzvos, and the others are not treated independently. Nor is there a parsha in the Torah which gives a great press to Birchas HaTorah. Again, we'll get back to this, but the Ramban's whole perspective is based on the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Kaf Aleph, Kishem Hashem Ekra, based on the pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Lelokeinu. The Gemara says that's the makor for Birchas HaTorah Lefaneha. And other Rishonim perhaps believe it's an Asmachta. Yorcha Shulchan has a suggestion that the Rambam really holds that it's also Doraisa, but that it's integrated together with the mitzvah Talmud Torah. In my opinion, we're not talking about the Birchas HaTorah right now, but in my opinion, the Rambam certainly does treat Birchas HaTorah differently than he treats other brachos, even though the conventional view is that the Rambam disagrees with the Ramban, thinks it's only Drabbanan, thinks it's an Asmachta V'alma, thinks that Birchas HaTorah is a typical Birchas HaMitzvah. I personally think that only half of that is true. I think the Rambam doesn't think it's a typical Birchas HaTorah. I'm not sure whether he thinks it's Drabbanan, or like the Orcha Shulchan, it's Daraisa, but it's integrated into the Mitzvah. But the point is that it's very far from Havas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim. And that's why what the Ramban says is of great interest. It's very Mechudash. The case in between that the Ramban quotes, right, is also very intriguing. Because while the Torah definitely establishes that there's a mitzvah sipur tzias Mitzrayim on the night of the Seder, v'igadeta l'bincha b'yom ahu, and so on, question exactly what the pasuk is, I don't think we'll have time to discuss that, but it's fraught with all sorts of implications. But the relationship, right, between sipur and the mitzvah halayla, that's certainly unclear. In other words, that mikra bikurim is connected with havas bikurim in the parsha, and yet seems independent of it, seems clear from the psukim. That birchas haTorah is connected to Talmud Torah is obvious, but that it's also independent and maybe even daraisa is certainly not obvious. That sipur yetzias Mitzrayim exists independent of the matzah and maror and pesach, that does seem obvious in the psukim, right? And that is clearly the view of all of the Rishonim. That it is conjoined in a manner you know, that can be compared to Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah and even Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim. That's the Chiddush of what Ramban says. There's an additional Chiddush of what Ramban says, because Ramban doesn't just say that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected to the Mitzvah Salayla. Right? Ramban says that it's specifically connected to Korban Pesach and to Achilas of Pesach at that. Again, the closest thing that we have to this is the question of Rabbi Gamliel. Right? Rabbi Gamliel said, "Kol shalom or gimel dvar meilu." Rabbi Gamliel said, "Kol shalom or gimel dvar meilu bePesach lo yatsa yidei chavasa." And the gimel dvar mar Pesach matza mara. So again, the I think it's the Marsha Alatar, and that Mishnah in Arbei Pesachim. Raises the question, but other people must have raised it earlier, and certainly other people have raised it subsequent. That is, my shana, this mitzvah, from other mitzvahs, normally a mitzvah doesn't require speech. If the rabbi in shul wants to make a drasha out of it, that's good. But it doesn't require a recitation. Right? Other mitzvahs, maybe except for havas, bikurim, and Talmud Torah. That's part of what we're talking about. But typically, in other words, a mitzvah doesn't require a speech. It just requires a maisa mitzvah. There are mitzvahs dibur, and there are mitzvahs maisios. But mitzvahs maisios don't require an accompanying preamble. Birchas mitzvahs typically drabanan. Right? Kabbalistic, l'shem yichud kud shabrichu preambles, are a certain typology, but that's not what we're dealing with here. The requirement that you give background or an explanation to what you're doing is very unusual. The Marsha just captures it by that comment. And we know there's a machlokas of Rishonim. So what that actually means. So the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Chumash Tzimtzum says, when he quotes this halacha of Rabbi Gamliel, says, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. According to the Rambam, the accompanying recitation, right, is not a din in Pesach Matzah Amar, at least in Perek Zayin it doesn't sound that way. It's a din in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's not that Pesach Matzah Amar require an accompaniment. It's that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, includes not only telling the story or the background or the nisim and the flows of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It also requires that we speak about Tamei Mitzvos. And maybe that's one of the unique characteristics of Sipur as opposed to Zechira. That's certainly one of the things that Reb Chaim pointed to. The Ramban himself, however, I think this is important, in the Mechabos and Brachos, when he wants to give an example, where we find the formulation Lo Yatza Yidei Chavaso, and we don't mean, that it's an absolute, that you didn't fulfill anything. We mean that you didn't fulfill completely, that you didn't fulfill the mitzvah kitikuna ukishle musa. So one of the examples that the Ramban gives is Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shalom Gimel Dvar Melu Pesach Liyotze Dechavaso Elohein Pesach Matzobar. And the Achronim all picked up on this, and they said, oh, you see that the Ramban, unlike the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hokos Chametz Matzah, believes that this need to accompany the mitzvah with an explanation is not a din in the explanation. It's not an expansion of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a din in the mitzvah salayla, which is obviously the way the Marsha who made that comment understood it as well. I would add, but I'll just get back to in a moment, that works nicely, with the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos, right? Who is also telling us that the din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Again, this is not Rabbi Gamliel specifically, right, is connected to Korban Pesach. It's an independent mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah which is specifically connected to the Maisa mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Rabbi Gamliel's halacha is, of course, Pesach Matzah Umarar, and it's about that particular statement. But this idea that a Maisa mitzvah is enhanced by an accompanying dibor or explication, is something which is consistent with Ramban Shi. My own view, and this is part of a bigger other part of the topic, is that the Rambam believes that there are two dinim in Rabban Gamliel. The Rambam quotes Rabban Gamliel both in Perek Zayin Hilchos Chametz Matzah, as I just mentioned, that's where he says, you know, that this is, let me just get the language, this is considered to be, this is what we mean when we speak about Haggadah or Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim. That's all in Perek Zayin, which is a perek which is totally dedicated to, Zechiras Tzias Mitzrayim. This is where the Rambam begins, Mitzvah Saseh Shal Torah, L'saper B'nisan V'niflo Shinas Lav Zedah B'Mitzrayim, B'Lel Chamisha Asar, B'nisan, Shenemar, and so on. And then he explains, you know, B'tzarech L'hatka B'gnus, L'sayim B'shevach. This is all a description of the Haggadah of Sipur. And then he says, Kol Mishalom R'gimel Dvar Melu B'lel Chamisha Asar, L'yatza Dechavasa, Elohein, Pesach, Matzah, Umar. And then he concludes, he says, U'dvarim ha'elu kulan hein mikroin agada. So typically the achronim always, portray that this is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. In my opinion, the Rambam shita is a little more complicated, because the Rambam, in Perek Ches, Hilchos Chametz Matzah, when he speaks about the Seder, has Sidur Asiyas Mitzvah Seva B'Chamisha Asar Kahu, and in that context, it's very fascinating to read Perek Zayin and Perek Ches together, because there's a lot of overlap and there are a lot of surprising switches. Things that you would have thought would have been in Perek Zayin are in Perek Ches, and vice versa. And I think all that is instructive to understand the Rambam's view that, number one, these are two sides of the same coin, but that, number two, we should reassess, you know, certain components of the night. Things like Haseba and Dalet Kosos are part of the Sipur, and things like Amira Sahalel are part of the Maisa Mitzvahs. But when the Rambam has both, he has, for example, Maror in both, and I think that's very important. Maror and Charosis appear in both. He also has Gimel Dvarim of Rabbi Gamliel in both. He doesn't mention L'yatzi Dechavaso, but he tells us now is the time to do Rabbi Gamliel. It sounds like the Rambam believes, at least to me it sounds like he believes, that when the phrase, when Rabbi Gamliel said, Kol Shom Gimel Dvar Melem Pesach Leotzi Dechavaso Ve'elohein Pesach Matzah Marar, that statement, which is ambiguous enough to be interpreted equally effectively as referring either to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim or to the independent mitzvahs of Pesach Matzah Marar, that the Rambam's view was that ambiguity was intentional, and both are true. If you don't say Pesach, if you don't explicate Pesach Matzah Marar, there's a flaw, there's a deficiency in your Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and if you don't do that, there's also a flaw in your Pesach Matzah and Marar. In any case, the Ramban's comment in Sefer HaMitzvos is somewhat consistent with his own view, and that is the idea that Pesach, although it's an independent mitzvah, is connected to some sort of explanation or explication. But the question is, why specifically Korban Pesach, and why not the others? After all, the Din of Rabbi Gamliel is all three. Why is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim more connected to Korban Pesach than to anything else? So I'd like to suggest is that this connects back to something we spoke about last year, which I just want to mention very briefly and expand a little bit on it. But in particular, as applied not only for the Rambam that we spoke of last year, but for the Ramban. Last year, we talked a little bit about the Psula Benechar in Korban Pesach, and a little bit, even a little less, the Psula of Orel, which I was thinking of doing this year, but we just don't have the time, in Korban Pesach. Very briefly, one of the things that we noted was that if you look at the Psukim, right, in Parshas Bo, so after the Torah describes historically and experientially, and even partially Ludoros, the story and the implications of Korban Pesach, so then the Torah pulls back and says, in Perek Yudbeis, Pasuk Mem Gimel, the Torah pulls back and says, And the point I tried to make last year is this sounds like it's, oh, let's take a step back, let's assess what's happened here and project it going forward. Ladore Doros, Zos Chukas HaPasach, that's a big introduction. You expect a crescendo climax, you know, result. It's going to be something that embodies the nature of Korban Pesach. It's not going to be the negative campaigning of Kol Benechar Lo Yochal Bo. Best thing you could say about Zot Sukkos HaPasach is that a Benechar can't eat it. Very strange. We also don't know what Benechar means, right? Rashi quotes in the Chilta and says it refers to a Yisrael Meshumad and an Ovid of Adazara. The Targum Munklis and the Rambam, right, pretty much dropped the Ovid of Adazara part and focus on Yisrael Meshumad. So one of the things, again, without going to the whole story, what I tried to explain last year was that it's clear from the Gemara in Psachim and from the Halacha that while the Meshumad is limited in bringing certain kind of korbanos, something that the Rambam speaks about in Hilchos Shkagos and in Hilchos Maisa korbanos, the fact is that we never find outside of Korban Pesach that a Benechar is prohibited to eat the Korban Pesach, to eat a korban. There's no such prohibition, with the exception of Korban Pesach. And I think that's what the Rambam, we're trying to convey. If you really want to understand the uniqueness of Korban Pesach, I can capture it in what looks like negative campaigning, an ambiguous negative campaigning, but when you understand it more deeply, right, really highlights what is singular about this korban. Kol benechar lo yochal bo. And we integrate an Ovid Avodah Zarah and a Yisrael Meshumad in this halacha, even though normally we don't, because while a Yisrael Meshumad loses his Kedushas Yisrael in some issues, mostly we accept Rashi's view of Yisrael Af Pishachata Yisrael, who, and either way you wouldn't equate them completely. The fact is that when it comes to this halacha, Korban Pesach, a Benechar and an Ovid Avodah Zarah, both meanings of Benechar are one and the same. Then I went on to try to explain that the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, has two chidushim, two clear chidushim, which everybody struggles to find the makor for and to explain. One is that the Isur in Benechar is to be Machil Benechar, as opposed for Benechar to be Ochel, something which already the Kesef Mishnah was very bothered by. Where did the Rambam get it from? How does he understand it? And Minchas Chinuch is even more bothered by it. The second, that there's no Malkus because it's Alav She'en Bo Maisa, something which the Kesef Mishnah again tries to address in his way, and the Minchas Chinuch mostly denies it, right? But also partially addresses it. What I wanted to explain with all of this, based on the language of the Sefer HaChinuch, is that Korban Pesach is a unique korban. And it's a korban which, as the Chinuch explains, highlights the bris of Amuna and Torah. That's how the Chinuch says it, in this context. Just says it very beautifully. He says, Klal Yisrael came, not only achieved political liberation in the context of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but they came tachas kanfei hashchina, and they entered into a bris emuna and a bris Torah mitzvos with the Rabbanu Shalom. And therefore, kol benechar layochal bo. Right. And I would add, this is the Shchinuch doesn't add, even though and precisely because normally we say Alpha Bishachata Yisrael, and he retains Kedushas Yisrael, and certainly we wouldn't equate him to a non-Jewish Ovid Avodah Zarah. His status is much more complex than that. But when it comes to Korban Pesach, the bris of the korban of the bris of Amuna and the bris of Torah mitzvos, when it comes to that, Dafka, he acts like an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and we treat him like an Ovid Avodah Zarah. The psukim aren't addressed to him; they're addressed to somebody who might otherwise, you know, be inclined to a more liberal, you know, posture, which sometimes is appropriate. But apparently not when it comes to the Korban Pesach. And that is, you know, why not be Machil and the Karev the Nechar? And the answer is not when it's going to make a Chucha Utula of a Korban Pesach, which is all about commitment, Ad Sheyishchetu, right? Eloheihem Li'enehem. Not when it's going to undermine the Korban of Bris Amuna and Torah. And therefore, you can't be machil, that's the focus, right? And it's a lav shem b'maisa because it's what, similarly to what we said about the Rambam in Los Achmo, there are other Rambams like this as well, I alluded to that. For the Rambam, you can sometimes get a lav shem b'maisa, I think that's true in Baltosif, it's partially true in some of the issues of, you know, Bia Reikonis or Aliyah Lerega without a korban. The Rambam has this, I think, more general view, which we talked about in Losach Mode, and that is that if the Maisa is not the Mechayiv, then it's a Lav Shein B'Maisa, even if there's a Maisa. The Minchas Chinuch, what we discussed last year, many of these details, talks about, you know, isn't Machil generally a Maisa? It's somewhere in between a Maisa and a non-Maisa. Lo Sochilum for a Katan, and so on. But the answer, if I'm understanding it correctly, is that this is not what the Rambam had in mind. What the Rambam meant was, this is a special din in the nature of Korban Pesach, and that's why it's perfect when the Torah says, Kol b'necha layocha bo, as a response to Zos Chukas HaPasach. If this is true, so it establishes Korban Pesach as having a very specific character. And we talked again other years about the idea of the comment of the Mechilta and the comment of the Sifrei later on in Bamidbar, Mechilta here, about, you know, the Pasuk sounding as if it has to be Memait, the bringing of a Korban Pesach in the context of Giyur, Shar HaShana. Right? The Torah says, you know, when you're a Ger and it's Pesach time, you bring a Korban Pesach. And there are two problems. Number one, a Ger Tzedek is Chayiv B'Kol HaMitzvos. Why is it necessary to highlight that he brings a Korban Pesach? And the opposite problem, would you have thought that he brings a Korban Pesach on Shavuos time or Sukkos time or whatever it is that he does as Giyur? But the Mechilta, the Sifrei, say, yes, you might have, Yachol, you might think that. Kamashmalan, that it's not so. And I think both points, you know, both opposite points, you know, come from the same place. Meaning, you might have thought that a Ger Tzedek is still excluded from Korban Pesach because historically it was about not only the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that bris of emuna and mitzvos. Once you get past the historical issue, right, there's more of a reason to think that Dafka you'd bring it no matter when you're Megayer, because this is the giyur, this is the equivalent of bris mila for a yachid. It's the identity identification with the tzibur who has this commitment of emuna and of Torah mitzvos. In any case, this explains a lot about the dinam of Orel and you know, the idea that, you know, banav hazcharim and avadim are ma'akev v'samila. Ma'akev is a Korban Pesach, you know, the two mitzvahs say Sheish Bakares, and various other things, you know, that one could discuss. It also highlights that Korban Pesach is a unique Korban, inimitable in every way, and A, it's inimitable, and B, it's about Amuna, and that affects other dinim as well. Torah uses the expression when it comes to Korban Pesach, Pesach Lashem. It's a strange usage. Yerushalmi says, this is the makar for the special din that a Korban Pesach, right, has to be Lishma. Nisha says in the beginning of Zvachim, that kol ha-zvachim shenishkutu shalo lishman are kosher elal shalo elal levaylam l'shem kova, meaning the purpose of the Korban is not served, and you have to bring another Korban, but the Korban is not disqualified either, with the exception of Chatas and Pesach. Chatas is about kapara. What's Pesach about? Right? The kapara role in Pesach is extremely muted, if it exists at all. That's an issue. Pesach is a korban that's about achila, not about kapara. The zrika, right, is not the main focus of Korban Pesach. Right? The shchita and the achila are. That's also part of the special characteristic of Korban Pesach. Right? Atshi yishkatu aleihem leinayim. The shchita part is the critical part. The eating of it is in defiance. Is the critical part. So, it's kachim kalim, right? Why dafka that with chatas? But in addition to that, the Rambam has a unique shita in Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashim where he says that while when it comes to chatas, the Gemara is explicit in Zvachim, Sugin Daf Mem Vav, that if you're shochet korban chatas l'shem some other korban, so the lishma is ma'akev. But if you're shochet l'shem chulin, b'mina ma'akrib, shalom b'mina lo ma'akrib. Meaning, kadshim mechalim es ha-kadshim, the Gemara says, ein chulin mechalim es ha-kadshim. And that makes a lot of sense. In other words, L'shem Chulin is not on the radar screen. It doesn't have that kind of posel effect. But when it comes to Korban Pesach, right, that's not true. According to the Rambam. The Rambam was Mechadesh, and he quotes Pesach L'Hashem, this Makar, that even Korban Pesach L'shem Chulin is a pgam or a psul l'shma. So not only is it strange that it's up there, you know, together with Chatas, even though the Kapara aspects don't seem to follow, the severity of the level of Kodshim doesn't seem to follow, but it's more Machmir. Even L'shem Chulin is no good. So there's a comment in the Or Sameach. Or Sameach is a very nice suggestion. Two nice suggestions, actually. One is that, no, Yenosenes, everybody's reading it wrong. It's not that Korban Pesach is more Machmir than Chatos. It is more Machmir. But it's more Machmir because it's more Mekil. Meaning, when it comes to Korban, other Korbanos, when it comes to Chatos, so Kodshim Mechalim Mesakodshim, Ein Chulin Mechalim Mesakodshim. Bimino Machmir Shalom, Bimino Lo Machmir. But Korban Pesach is Kodshim Kalim. And in that sense, it's not as distant from Chulin as other Korbanos are. Precisely because it's less, right, the ability of L'shem Chulin to affect it, to register, is greater. That's one suggestion of the Or Sameach, just worth mentioning. The other possibility, I think the Or Sameach says this, certainly the Mabit implies it, and certainly it's the most attractive idea, is that Korban Pesach, as opposed to Chatos, the issue of Lishma is not because of its Komer, and it's not because of its Kal. It's because of its uniqueness, its singular character. And I always like to say Korban Pesach is not a Vayikra, but a Shmos Korban. It's not included in Vayikra, except, in, of course, in Parshas Emor, and that isn't about Korbanos, that's in the context of Kedushas Hazman. Korban Pesach creates its own moed, and itself is one of the unique features, right? Beinu Arba'in, Pesach L'Hashem. There's a lot of evidence that Korban Pesach is a kind of quasi-moed. We've spoken about that in past years too. Why? Because it isn't just a korban, right? It's a celebration of Emunah and Kabbalah's mitzvos. And for that reason, in general, it's a unique korban. Every other korban, including Chatos, has a generic aspect to it. It can fall back and be a korban even if it isn't a chatas. Although maybe not in chatas, that's part of the issue. But at least one can make the case. Pesach, if it's not Pesach, it's nothing. That's part of the uniqueness of Korban Pesach. But I think that there is a third explanation, and the one I'm interested in right now is this third one. And that is based on the Makar. It's Pesach L'Hashem. Not only does it generate its own Yom Tov, which is inimitable, and the focus is on Shechita and Achila, for the reasons that we discussed, and Kol Benechar, etc. Right? But it's Pesach L'Hashem. It's Hakrava, it's Shechita, right? Is already an expression of Emunah. And as Pesach L'Hashem, Chulin even is Mechal. You need the affirmation of L'Hashem and the Lishma because of the Muna component, and without that, you have nothing. So if all this is true, and I said there are many, many other indications that it's so, so maybe we can appreciate the position of the Ramban, and particularly the Ramban L'Shitasa. Maybe more than any other Rishon, the Ramban, right, was bothered by and made the contribution to understanding why it is that Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, plays such a ubiquitous and pervasive role. Right? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. And not Asher Bara Shamayim Va'aretz. Many of the Rishonim were bothered by the question, right? The Ibn Ezra, Rabbi Yehuda Levi, everybody was bothered by the question. The Ramban was not only bothered by it, but took it in a certain direction. The Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo, as we know, comments on this ubiquity factor. Why it is that Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned everywhere and anywhere, even in places which seem disconnected from it. Shabbos is Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, even though it's the ultimate in obviously reflecting Bries Shamayim Ba'aretz. Mezuzah, Tfilin, everything. You can explain some of them, and others become more difficult to explain. Ramban says that the Yisod of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the idea that the Bechiras Yisrael and the special relationship to a Rabbona Shel Olam, who is not only a Borei, a Mechadesh, he's a Borei, a Mechadesh, and a Mashgiach on the world, and who has a special relationship in particular with Klal Yisrael, right? That is the Yisod that justifies the ubiquitous application of Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. That's why it's Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzei Sicha Mi'aretz Mitzrayim, because we're not universalizing then. We're talking about the special relationship with Klal Yisrael, and we're talking about the theological implications of a God who didn't just create the world like the Aristotelian unmoved mover, but who continues to be involved and establishes a relationship with a particular people, Bechiras Am Yisrael. For the Ramban, the idea that Korban Pesach, Pesach LaShem, even though he doesn't have some of these other expressions of it like the Rambam does, but there are sufficient objective expressions both in the Psukim, the way where they're treated, how they're treated, the impact of Korban Pesach, the unique features of Korban Pesach that, you know, that are common to everybody if we only understand what they're all about, that the Ramban, I think, understood that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has a special link with Korban Pesach. The expansion, the more intense expression of Hashgachas Hashem, and especially Bechiras Yisrael, which is expressed in the story of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Ani v'lo malach, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu bi'atz bechvodo bi'atzmo, right? This is something which Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim expresses, and particularly in connection with the events of Korban Pesach. Loidei Malach, Loidei Saraf, etc. So I think that the Ramban, in his comment, is basically saying that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the intense and qualitatively enhanced version of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, but it's one in particular which conjoins with and gives expression to the concept of Korban Pesach. But let me take it a step further than that. I think it's fascinating that the three issues that the Ramban brings up, Bikurim, Talmud Torah, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim / Korban Pesach, happen to be linked particularly on the night of Tesvav B'Nissan. And I would be surprised if that was a coincidence. In other words, what I'm suggesting is that not only does the Ramban think that there is a parallel phenomenon here, Birchas HaTorah, the Talmud Torah, right, what Mikra Bikurim is to Bikurim, what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to Korban Pesach, but I think that the Ramban thinks that all of these three share something substantively in common as well, and in fact they are linked on the night of Pesach. So let's look at each one quickly, so we can still have a little time for, hopefully, for Tak V'Kohen. Bikurim. As we mentioned before, the psukim of Mikra Bikurim are familiar to us because they're the psukim that we darshan in the context of the Haggadah. Right? This is the Mikra Bikurim. V'anisa v'amarta. It's interesting. Chazal say v'anisa, right, means the kol rab. There's a whole discussion you know, about the requirement of Kol Ram and whether you can be motzi somebody Shomea Kona when there's a din of Kol Ram. There's a requirement of Kol Ram when it comes to Mikra Bikuri. It's interesting that the Sefer HaChinuch suggests that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim also requires at least that you be Shomea or Mashmia the Libcha. Although he explains this in more practical terms, in terms of being Ma'orer Esalev, maybe that's the reason of Bikurim as well. Chayev Lahotzi Hadvarim Bepiv, the Kiddush, doesn't say that anywhere, the Gemara. Kadesh Yisorer Liba Bedavar, Kibadibur Yisorer Alev. There's a whole discussion in the massive discussion in the Achronim. What's the difference between Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? The Shagas Aryeh has a whole presentation, Simen Yud Dalet, I believe, or something around there, a whole discussion whether or not Hirur or Kedibur will apply for Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and if so, is that the difference between Zechiras and Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? The Menachas Chinuch accepts part of that. He has his own interesting view about there being three dinim, but that's not for now. But he too discusses this problem. Again, the Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Lamed, I believe, explicitly mentions that the Mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim cannot be accomplished through Hirur. It's fascinating. Right, the Menachas Chinuch seems to consider the possibility that if you have children, he definitely paskins that if you don't have, if you're sitting by yourself in a room, you know that b'di'eved you'll be yotze simply by hirhur or zechira. What's not perfectly clear in the Menachas Chinuch is you'll be yotze zechira yitzias mitzrayim or you'll be yotze sipur yitzias mitzrayim. The larger indication is that the Menachas Chinuch has the position that the mitzvah kol shana, based on the pasuk in Re'eh, right, leman tizkar es yom tzeiska me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha, is something which will always be yotze the hirur, the machshava. The pasuk zochar sayom asher yitzasa mi'mitzrayim in Perikid Gimel in Parshas Bo, says the Menachas Chinuch, is connected with, because the Rambam quotes both psukim, v'igadta l'bincha, and here the Menachas Chinuch is a little bit inconsistent in some of his comments. In some places it sounds like he thinks that if there are children, if there is an audience, then you don't fulfill the mitzvah unless you address them, if you have that potential, and possibly addressing them obviously means that they hear. It's a kind of v'anisa v'yamarta. It requires a bikol. If you're sitting at home alone, right, so then you might fulfill the partial obligation of Sipur based on the requirement in Perikid Gimel in Shemos, Zachar Sayom Asher Yitzasa Mimitzrayim, even though you won't fulfill the full mitzvah, or the mitzvah B'Shleimusa of Higadata Levincha. But the point is that there's discussion both in the Sefer HaChinuch here, and in the Chinuch in Shin Lamed, and discussions in the poskim about the relationship between Zechiras and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which require the equivalent of a Kol Ram that we find in Bikurim. More important than that, V'anisa V'amarta, I say, it is the Parsha. This is the Parsha that we're Doresh on the night of the Haggadah. It's just too good a coincidence, in my opinion, for the Rambam. The Rambam, in addition to explaining, you know, what is clear in the Mishnayos, in Arvei Pesachim and the text of the Haggadah, that we're Doresh, the Magid is being Doresh, the Parsha of Arami Ovid Avi, the Rambam also adds in Perek Zayin, the Kolamarbe, let me see if I can find it, again, appear in Perek Zayin, mentioned Halacha Dalit. Tzorch lahatcha b'gnus on the sign b'shevach. Matchil mesaper shebetchilo yavasenu b'meterach m'lefanav kofer b'toin achar ha'hevel. mentioned that as well. But wrote from Machar Vardazara, Messiah Bedasa MS, Shekirvanu Amakom Lo, Vihdilanu Menatom, Vikirvanu Yehuda. The Chematchil, Umodia, Shavana Mayinu Lefar Bimitzrayim, Vichala Rosh Egmalanu, Messiah Bedisa Mediflos, Shanasalanu Vichirusainu. The Hu Sheyidrosh, Mearami Oved Avi, Ad Sheyigmar Kala Parsha, that's Mikra Bikurim. So the Rambam says, "Kolamar b'lasaper b'tzias Mitzrayim hareza neshubach," in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph, and in Sefer Mitzvos makes it sound even as if it's more, not just an additional nicety, but part of the ikar mitzvah of Sefer Tzias Mitzrayim is to be marbe to the extent that you can. And the Rambam repeats this idea of marbe being meshubach in the context of the drasha of Arami Ovid Avi, as if to tell us that there's like a mini, you know, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim within Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that is the drasha of Arami Ovid Avi. That too is Kalamarbe Hareza Meshubach. Using the same language just highlights that further. Moreover, what is the content when you analyze it? Before we get to that, how do we introduce Bianisa Viamarta? So the Torah says, "He got it Hayom, right? Lashem Elokecha." Here in Perek Chav Bav, right? Ubasa Lakoin Hashayir Bayamim Bahem Viamarta Elav. He got it Hayom Lashem Elokecha Kibasi El Haaretz. Asher Nishba Hashem Lavoseinu Laseis Lan. So, Targuman b'higadati hayom l'Hashem Elokecha, right, sees this as a language of Shevach v'Hoda. And many of the Achronim picked up on this, the link between what we call the Haggadah and b'higadati hayom l'Hashem Elokecha. If you look at the Tochem of Mikra Bikurim, and then you try to figure out what is its connection to Havas Bikurim, two things emerge. One is the bris of Amuna. Right? The whole point is that Klal Yisrael were promised Eretz Yisrael, and it seemed like a very far away, distant, you know, dream, something that was pretty much, you know, unattainable. The ability to actually develop, right, the unshakable conviction with respect to this must have been an enormously difficult task. After all, right, and this is exactly what the Psukim are telling us if we look at them. Right? Now you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're bringing Bikurim. And what you're supposed to remind yourself is where this journey began, how difficult it must have been to believe in it, right? Especially at the points of difficulty. Arami Oved Avi, right? Whether it's the wandering Aramean was my father, Yaakov, right, who had to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Mitzrayim, or it goes back, you know, to Lavan Bikesh Lakar Esakol. Vayered Mitzrayim, Vayogar Sham B'Mseimaat, Vayhi Sham L'Gai Gadol Atzim V'Rav. Right, the challenge of being a Mseimaat, a few people. Think, oh, you're going to leave there, somehow come back and conquer and control Eretz Yisrael. There's another challenge in being or in becoming a Goy Gadol Atzum V'Rav. Because if you're already entrenched in Eretz Goshen and the Mitzrayim, and especially if you already play an important role economically, commercially in that land, so the ability to extricate yourself as a Goy Gadol and to return to Eretz Yisrael and to make a life there, that's an equally difficult challenge. Vayareu osanu hamitzrim, vayanunu, vayitnu aleinu avoda kasha, vanitzak el Hashem Elokei Avoseinu. Right, in all the difficulties, in all the hardship, right, Klal Yisrael being completely, you know, politically, socially subdued, vanitzak el Hashem Elokei Avoseinu, vayishma Hashem eskaleinu, vayar esanyenu esamaleinu vesachatzenu, with all the drashos that we bring out, all the difficulties. Vayotzeinu Hashem in Mitzrayim biyad chazaka b'zroa netuyah b'mora gadol b'asosiv malsim vayivyeinu al hamakom hazeh vayitan lanu es aretz hazos eretz savas chalav udvash v'ata hinei vesi es reishis pri ha'adama shenasata li Hashem v'einachta lefnei Hashem elokecha v'yishtachavisa lefnei Hashem elokecha v'samachta b'chal hatova shenasa lecha Hashem elokecha v'beisecha hatova halevi v'ager asher b'kevecha. In a sense, when you understand it well, right, Mikra Bikurim conjoined with Havas Bikurim is an enormous success story. But not just a success story of, you know, political freedom and nationalist, you know, achievement of you know, coming back to, you know, and becoming masters over Eretz Yisrael, but first and foremost, the principle of Amuna and Bitachon and commitment. Vanitzak El Hashem Elokeinu at a time of, right, Vayareu Osanu Hamitzrim Vayanunu. In this sense, the story of Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim are a story of Amuna and of Bris. Exactly the same story as Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, frankly, and Korban Pesach. It's interesting, you know, Bikurim. We've talked about this, some of you were here at least in other times, either Yom HaAtzmaut or Yom Yerushalayim probably. Bikurim is a very unusual, mitzvahs Eretz Yisrael. Right? You know, the Mishnah in Kalim, we were talking about this the other day, you know, Eser Kedushos, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is expressed through Omer, Shtei Alechem, and Bikurim. And the Gra took out the Bikurim because he thought it was simply Mitzvah Satulias Ba'aretz, but there's a huge debate. Bali Tosa speak about this in Bava Basra, and the Pe'alif, and the Rambam weighs in on this issue, whether Bikurim is really a typical Mitzvah Atulias Ba'aretz, by which I mean that, you know, the status of Peiros Bikurim are generated by the Kedusha Sakarka, or it's more Halacha, which is more typical and more appropriate for the Eser Kedushos. It's really halakha of the makom of Eretz Yisrael and the national dream, you know, of Eretz Yisrael as the headquarters of the Jewish people. Not so much the Kedusha Sakarka. There's a lot of evidence that, you know, Bikurim has its own makar for Eretz Yisrael. That's what the singing Bava Basra seems to say. And that the requirement of Havas makom, right, Veivesa, Havas Bikurim, is something which is very, very separate from the din of Kedushas Karka. It's really about the national aspiration of the Jewish people, more than it is about the Kedushas Karka of Eretz Yisrael. And if we're talking about Bechiras Yisrael, Banitzak Eleinu, that special relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that special Hashgacha, this is really what it's about. It's fascinating. The Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, talks about the different Sedarim, you know, with his Zroim and Moed and Nashim and Ezekin and Kachim and Taros, and derives from the Pasuk in Yeshaya. So, Emunas Itecha. Emunas is a reference to Zroim. Bikurim is the end of Zroim. I would say it's the crescendo again of Zroim. Precisely because it can't just be attributed to the Kedushas Karka. It's a Kedusha of Avas Makom. It's all about the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael and of Bechiras Yisrael. And that is connected with Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? And particularly the idea of Hashgacha and Bechira. In that sense, Mikra Bikurim is the perfect Parsha Vanisa Ve'amarta for the night of the Haggadah. Mikra Bikurim and its relationship to Havas Bikurim, the idea that, you know, you could say, you know, Kochi V'Otsem Yadi, I planted this. These are my first fruits. Chazal say, Bereshis Bar Elokim, you know, Bishvil Reshis, Bishvil HaTorah Shenikra Reshis, Bishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reshis. One of the Bishvil Reshises that Chazal speak about is the Reshis Kolad Moscha. It's Bikurim. The idea that when you finally have this crop, that you can put it in perspective and see this from the origins of Arami Ovid Avi, to the Odyssey in Mitzrayim as a mesemas, as a mesemaat, and then as an amrav, but one which was powerless, you know, vayanunu. But even then, vanitzak al Hashem, because of the havtacha that there will be a bikurim and there will be an Eretz Yisrael, the ability to do all that is part of the story of Bishvil Reishis, and that's where the Amuna comes in Havas HaBikurim. The same thing is true, I would say, for the third member of the triad. In the triad, not of Pesach, Matzah, Maror in this case, but the triad of Birchas HaTorah, Talmud Torah, Mikra Bikurim, Havas Bikurim, and the one that we're most focused on, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Korban Pesach. And that, of course, is Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah. Again, what the Ramban has in mind here is, I think, a very critical element also. What the Ramban is saying is, what you find in all these three things is that by identifying verbally, right, the background, right, and some of the dimensions, you know, in advance, I'm not talking about just l'shem yuchud, you know, kud shabrichu, or just a birchas mitzvah, but by identifying some of the motifs in advance, right, that independently is significant, and conjoined with the performance of the mitzvah, right, enhances it, right, in a very important way. That's true for avos bikurim and mikra bikurim. That's true for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach, the Nisim and the Niflos, and so on, and the Shavach and the Hodah, and everything that goes with it. We'll explain more in a minute. It's also true in Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah. Again, the Mokar for the Ramban of Birchas HaTorah is Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokei. That's a remarkable thing. Again, I don't want to spend too much time speaking about Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah, but just very briefly. The Mokar itself is remarkable, because the Mokar speaks about Shemos Hashem. Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokei. What does that have to do with Birchas HaTorah? Right? But already that provides a certain perspective. There's a lot to say about this. But there's a lot to say about it that includes reference, right, to the simple shot of the pasuk. Kishem Hashem Ekra, right, responding to the Shem Hashem, Havu Godel Elokei. It requires Shevach V'Hoda. In a sense, that pasuk establishes, if it refers to Birchas HaTorah, which is what the Gemara tells us in Chafalef and Brachos, that's the Masorah, right? Not only, like the Ramban says in Akdama, that the Torah is Shemosav Shol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that the eco-relationship that the Ribbono Shel Olam has with Klal Yisrael, which is a gift, because theologically it's very difficult to fathom how we can have any kind of relationship with a transcendent being, which is what the Ribbono Shel Olam is. The way we're able to do that is because of the gift of Nesinas HaTorah. So in a sense, Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu, as a source of Birchas HaTorah, tells us not only that technically, you know, the words of Torah are Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that just like a shem, which is, you know, a verbal mechanism, right, to be able to relate to something which otherwise might be ineffable or at least indescribable, right, so too the Torah is Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the way that we can develop a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Lelokei. That's very profound. So the Gemara says in Brachos that, you know, it's strange that we have three Birchas HaTorah, right? We have Lasuk B'Divrei Torah, V'Harivna, and then Asher Bachar Banu Mikalo Amin V'Nasan Lanu Es Torah. So when the Gemara gets to the last one, they say, oh, that's the Me'ula Shem Brachos. This is the Gemara in Brachos Taf Yid Aleph on the base. That's the Me'ula Shem Brachos. Lefikach Nimrinu L'Kul. What does that even mean? It's a strange Gemara. It's the best of the brachos, therefore we should say all of them. It's the best of the brachos, we should say it. Right? And where else do we find that we have three brachos seemingly for one mitzvah. Also, probably further evidence that it isn't a typical Berachas HaMitzvah. And there's a lot more to say, but I don't want to get into Berachas HaTorah, so we can talk about it another time. It's an important topic, but it's not for now. What is for now, just very briefly, is what I think the Gemara means in that line, and I'm guessing. But I think what the Gemara means is that once you introduce, once we're aware that part of Berachas HaTorah is Bechiras Yisrael, so what we're really being told is this last point that I made, and that is, Klal Yisrael has a unique relationship with Ribono Shel Olam, something that defies, you know, theological understanding, but also which defies historical understanding. There's a whole big world out there. Right? Asher bachar banu mikolam, v'nasan lanu es torasso, nosein ha-torah. V'hivdi lanu min ha-toim, v'nasan lanu toras emes, v'chai olam nata besokenu, v'shvil ha-torah shenikra reishis. This idea that, you know, ma'orasha, kilas Yaakov, right? The idea that it's ma'urasa, this relationship that Klal Yisrael has with the Ribono Shel Olam, is something which focuses on Talmud Torah. I think that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara says, once you realize that Birchas HaTorah is highlighting Bechiras Yisrael, Lefikach Nimrinu Lekul, then it's important to realize this isn't the typical bracha. This is a bracha which foreshadows and you know, therefore allows us to capitalize, you know, on the fullness of this obligation. It brings out some of the themes. Not your typical bracha. And therefore, it's important to say all of them. Lasuk b'divrei Torah, Harevna, Hamalame Torah Lamo Yisrael, which is the Tziyum, and Asher Bachar Banu. Again, without going into what each of these adds to the mix, but the point is that if this is about the relationship of Bechiras Yisrael, Emuna, and the token of that relationship, right, then it's bracha, is treated differently. And in that sense, like the Mikra Bikurim and the Havas Bikurim, like Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach, right, you have the conjoined, this is independent because it brings out these themes. It's not just an adjunct, but it's conjoined because without it, right, the mitzvah, the Maisa mitzvah that we're talking about would be significantly reduced, significantly impoverished. In that sense, again, Birchas HaTorah is the Talmud Torah, not just in what it accomplishes, but it's the same theme. It's the theme of Bechiras Yisrael, Bechiras Am Yisrael as a nation, right? And the Bris, Amuna, and Mitzvos that goes along with it. So it's not surprising, if that's true, that we find a special dimension of Talmud Torah and a special dimension of Birchas HaTorah that is also integrated into this Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, into the night of celebrating Pesach. The Rav used to speak about this a lot. The Rav used to say that the idea of Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, right, Baruch Shenasan Torah Li Yisrael Baruch Hu, Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah, right? He used to suggest that that little section isn't just a source for Dibra Torah, but that is the special Birchas HaTorah of the special din of Talmud Torah on the night of the Seder. I think it's a very important idea. Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. Right? They say in the name of Reb Chaim that, you know, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu is also an expression of wonderment. Right? That you can have a Torah that can relate to such a wide range within Klal Yisrael. A wide range intellectually, a wide range in terms of experience. Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, Echad Shein Yodeh L'shol, but all of them, you know, Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu, all of them included in Torah Yisrael. So it's a testament to the amazing range and the extensive impact that Torah has. but also to its role and its function, I'm adding, of Asher Bachar Bonim Mikalo Amim Benasa Lanu as Torah So. It's part of Hashgachas Hashem and the bris of Emuna and Torah that we spoke about before. And it expresses itself in Torah being accessible to the, what is it that we say about Torah that we don't say about the other Kesarim? Right, this Keser Kahuna, Keser Malchus, Keser Torah's Munach Lakol. Right, every member of Klal Yisrael, no matter what his background, no matter his intellectual capability, has the mitzvah of Vishinanta Levanecha and Vagisa Bal Yom Balayla. Each person, Kanocha Daro Lenaro Pinarko, Lefi Tzachus Lashon. It's interesting that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, right, and Chinuch picked it up from there, formulates Lefi Tzachos Lashono as part of the Hagdara, right, of Mitzvah Secrecy as Mitzvah. It doesn't come across as strongly, that point of it, I have to say, in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Chametz Matzah. When Sefer HaMitzvos and the Chinuch picked it up from there, Kefi Tzachos Lashono is part of the Din. It's part of the Ikar Hagdara. That's the din of Echad Chacham, Echad Tam, Echad Deno Deo Lishol, Echad Rasha. That's part of Asher Bachar Banu, Mikalo Amim, Lihivdi Lanu Min HaToim, Tanasal Lanu Min HaToim. That's part of Bechiras Yisrael, that the Korban Pesach and the Mikra Bikurim accentuate. For that reason, we have a special Birchas HaTorah on the night of the Haggadah, right? And we have a special Talmud Torah, and that Talmud Torah expresses itself in a manner that is also consistent, you know, with this parallel to Torah and Birchas HaTorah, right? It's in being Doresh, Arami Oved Avi, especially according to the Rambam, the Kol Amarich, Bedrash Parshazu, Harezo Meshubach, just like telling the stories of how many Nisim took place, and all the other, typical storytelling, just as that is important, and the more, the better, because it reflects enthusiasm and experience, having really felt that you experienced it. So true, being Doresh, and what is being Doresh? Doresh is the interface between Torah Shebichsav, this point the Rav is to make, and Torah Shebalpeh. Right, it's taking the psukim, applying the methodology of being Doresh, and also supplementing that or producing Torah Shebalpeh. It's really an interesting thing to add. I think if you look at the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph, when the Gemara speaks about Birchas HaTorah, so the Gemara had the pasuk the Havamina to be mechalek between different genres. Maybe only Mikra requires Birchas HaTorah. Then the Gemara says maybe only Mishnah requires Birchas HaTorah. Then the Gemara says maybe only Medrash requires Birchas HaTorah, maybe only Talmud requires, I'm sorry, maybe all those but not Talmud requires Birchas HaTorah. This idea that, one could have been mechalek between the different genres, but in the end we include everything, right, still could be understood in two ways. I always like to quote the debate between the Balamor and the Ravid. The Balamor says that the three Birchas HaTorah correspond to Mikra, Medrash, Mishnah, or Mikra, Mishnah, Medrash. The Ravid says, I don't understand that. Call it Torah Achasi. Moreover, where do we find that you make three brachos, and then you have three mitzvos afterwards? You should do bracha mitzvah, bracha mitzvah, bracha mitzvah. I think the bigger point of the Baal HaMor, again, Hilkach Nimrina Lekulu, is that what we celebrate in Birchas HaTorah is that there are different genres of Torah, different dimensions. But the different dimensions are mutually enhancing and complementary, and that's part of the story. Interestingly, being Doresh, if you look at the poskim, where exactly that fits, Lamaskana, it seems to have shifted around. Once you have Mikra, and then you also have Mishnah and Talmud, so what is Doresh? Is that part of Mikra? Is it more part of Talmud? And that's reflected in the different discussions of the poskim. The reason I'm mentioning all this now is getting back to this point. We have a special Birchas HaTorah, which talks about the range and inclusiveness, right, of Chanoch Hanar al Pidarko, Kefi Tzachos Lashono on the night of Haggadah, And then what is the tochena of chefta of learning Torah? Being doresh around the Ovidavi, which is exactly the interface of Mikra, right? And Mishnah, the Talmud, the methodology of being doresh. Moreover, when we speak about Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, right, part of it at least, what we say to the Chacham is Af Ata Emarlo Kehilchos HaPesach. So number one, it's very fascinating that for the Chacham, of course, we emphasize the halachos, but not just any halachos. The halachos of Korban Pesach. Right? Zos Chukas HaPesach. Somebody once said on a drush level, but I like it very much, so I like to repeat it, right? Ein maftir nachar pesach afikoma. You should, in keeping with the theme of education, of Talmud Torah, and the range of different audiences, you know, keneged arba banim dibra Torah, so chanoch lanar opidarko, on the one hand, but on the other hand, you have to educate in a manner which is effective, and which leaves a lasting impression. Kedei sheyishayer tamatza b'fiv. Afa ta'emer lo kihilchos ha-pesach. Ein maftir nachar ha-pesach ha-fikom. But, drush aside, the role of Korban Pesach and the role of Talmud Torah connected to Korban Pesach, right, as part of Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, perfectly integrates into this theme of the drasha of Aram Yavid Avi, the special Birchas HaTorah, the special role of Talmud Torah in this context. In the Haggadah, we have the famous story in the Mishnah and Haggadah of, you know, Hayum Marbin Lesaper Bitzias Mitzrayim Koloso Halayla, right? And as we know, all the Mefarshim are very bothered by it if you paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Mazar Nazariah holds that Achilas Matzah ends at Chatzos. And the assumption is, Bizman, right, Shemarar Matzah Marar Munachim Lefanecha, that Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected with the mitzvos ha'erev. Therefore, Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim should really run out at Chatzos. And therefore, those who were, you know, up all night, at Shigiazman Kriyashma Shel Shacharis, on the surface, were involved in some superfluous or gratuitous, for sure, mitzvah, but what does it have to do with the Haggadah and with Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim? And various answers are given. But the girsa that we have in the Tosefta, and the Gos Mamunios and others quoted as well, is, and this is an explanation that many Achronim give, is that what was happening, you know, after Chatzos wasn't just Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim either, although that might be significant in its own right. I believe there's a strong connection between Sefer and Zechira. But what was happening was the studying of Hilchos on Pesach. So again, that's all very nice and good. But what's it got to do, right, with Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim? And it's also fascinating that they say, Ad Shigia, right, Kriyashma Shal Shacharis. I don't know if anybody makes this comment, but it always occurred to me that, you know, when the Gemara wants to characterize, you know, the obligation of the Shinanta Levanecha Bayom or Balayla, so we always say the Gemara Nadarim Daf Ches and the Gemara Menachos Daf Tzadites, right, Iboi Patadavshe Bekriyashma Shacharis Varvis. So in some sense, it's almost like, in addition to the point that, you know, it's time to stop, you're going to miss Kriya Shema, if we take the view that this is a Kiyum in Talmud Torah, in the aftermath of the Seder, so it's almost like what they're saying is, you know, it's the next Kufa of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Yiboy patanafshe, the Kriya Shema Shachas Garv. The Gemara wants to explain that Birchas HaTorah is important. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Aleph that, you know, if you don't say Birchas HaTorah when you get up, you know, you can use Abba Rabba, you know, as the basis for Birchas HaTorah. That's how the Gemara gets into the discussion of the details of Birchas HaTorah and Brachos and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The point is, once again, if you think that Talmud Torah is a critical aspect of the Haggadah, has a special Birchas HaTorah, there's a special methodology of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is part of the method of telling the story of Sibri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then the idea in the Safrim Koloso Alayla, that there was this overflow, Kalamar Be'Hareza Meshubach, on the Talmud Torah side of it, is something which isn't a separate mitzvah. Indeed, the details of the Sipur, right, the story part, is Adchi Hei Matzo Marar Munachim Lefanecha. But the idea of Bechiras Yisrael, and that being something, you know, which is based on Emunah, and which defines Klal Yisrael, that's a critical component, and you know, that's something about certainly which we would also say Kalamarbe Hareza Meshubach. So in a sense, I'm going to leave a few minutes just to say something about the Rambam and Tak Kohen, but in a sense, getting back to, you know, where we started, the Ramban makes this you know, very fascinating comment, but mostly seems like, you know, an innocent comment, you know, just a parallel, that Sipur is to Korban Pesach, but Mikra Bikurim is Tavas Bikurim, right, which is also what Birchas HaTorah is to Talmud Torah. In and of itself, the Birchas HaTorah part of it and the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim part of it are very fascinating, not obvious in the least. At minimum, they highlight a certain parallel. And when it comes to the relationship between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach, one which I think underscores a certain ambition in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is connected to the singular character of the mitzvah and the Korban of Korban Pesach. What I'm trying to suggest is that the Ramban's parallels, whether he meant them or not, whether it's coincidence or you know, or much more than that, end up being, you know, very substantive links as well. In all three cases, this relationship is one which is about Bechiras Yisrael, what it is that's unique about Klal Yisrael and its chosenness, its national, you know, aspirations, that is built on, you know, a certain specific process of Avodas Hashem that is unique, that is built on Emunah and Kabbalah Samachos Shemayim, that is unique and is defining to Klal Yisrael. And then going a giant step further to suggest that all three of these, obviously Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach, but even Havas Bikurim, I'm sorry, even Mikra Bikurim, and certainly Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah, I believe it's no coincidence, play critical roles as expressions of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim itself on the night of Pesach. And if this is true, so you know, we can appreciate that, you know, there's one final theme that flows from this. I already alluded to the idea that, you know, there are others who explain Kalamar Belisaper, you know, Maisa, you know, all those people who are Mesubim Bibnei Brak, that the reference is also to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there is a sense in general that while Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah, Kol Hashana, its role, let's say, on the night of the Seder, right, is not, you know, just the overlap of Kol Hashana either. Again, without going into details, because we have to finish in a couple more minutes, the I think the case could be made that there's a component of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that is redefined in the context of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And whenever that happens, as we've discussed this phenomenon in other situations, I've talked about the in the past, you know, the Rosh Chodesh component of Rosh Hashanah and other such things, And whenever that happens, you get kulos and you get chumras. As you find that the mitzvah of zechiras yetzias Mitzrayim, shel kol shana, is both going to be amplified on this evening, because it's connected to the even more intense, and maybe even the root, which I don't want to discuss right now, but of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And for that reason, the continuation of what happens after Chatzos, if that is indeed limited to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, is still relevant to the Haggadah. At the same time, precisely because Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is not completely disconnected from, but is an expression, kol shana, of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we also find what you'd call, I guess, kulas. We find that we redefine the universal Zechira in light of the more intense Sipur. And therefore, in some respect, the Zechira is played down that evening. For example, again, some of the discussion of the Achronim, mentioned Minchas Chinuch, what happens if you are Maharher? Let's assume you require for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, kol ram, for whatever reason. Some of the components that the Rambam describes, questions and answers, Tami HaMitzvos, a historical background, or many other things, the interaction of Maisa Mitzvos, demonstrative posture in the context of telling of the story, Haseba and Dalet Kosos. Let's say all these are requirements of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But what will happen, if you don't adequately fulfill that? Do you at least have the universal Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Let's say you say Kiddush, and that's all you do. Right? It says Zechar Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's say you say Kiddush, right, in the context of Tosefes Yom Tov, when Dalet Kosos and maybe Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim requires Dafka Chashecha. Right? Will you at least fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? And so on. I think that there are indications that, obviously the easiest thing to say is that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is a chiyuv kol shana. It's lo gara, right? And it's lo adif. On this night, as any other night, it's an independent mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, every day of the year, either by yom or by yom balayla, and it's unaffected by Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you say that, it's not difficult. But if there's a special relationship, that special relationship, I'm suggesting, can be expressed in two opposite ways. By finding that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is expanded on this night, and that it even will pick up the slack and be a partial kiyum of the Sipur, what it shouldn't be. Or by finding that extending from Sipur to Zechira constitutes still an extension of the kiyum of Sipur. Or in the opposite direction, as I just explained, that the Zechira is kind of held hostage to the higher standard of Sipur. So that, for example, this is one thing that the Minchas Chinuch seemed to be trying to say, if you do have an audience, right, and you choose instead simply, to be Maharher, so maybe under those circumstances you don't even fill Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because after all, the whole point of Zechira is an outgrowth of Sipur. So in Kol HaShana, where you're not in the intense, anniversary, context, so that Hirhur is very meaningful. But if all you can do is muster a Hirhur on Tezvav Nisan, right, where you should be, re-experiencing or at least reenacting, either lirosing or, even better, laharosing, this event, and being Barba Hareza Neshubach, so that, more maximalist ambition, right, establishes that a Hirhur Bialma, a Zecher Bialma, is not even a Zecher. It's basically ignoring your obligation of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. I think that there's a lot, to be said about, those two directions, which highlight Zechira being a function of Sipur, but especially, again, in light of what we're suggesting. Because if at the end of the day, Sipur is connected to Pesach Lashem, to this idea of a bris of Amunah and a bris of Torah Mitzvos, And even if you don't take the Ramban, I don't want to build too much around the Ramban. And, you know, I believe that everything I said about the Ramban is true for the Rambam as well. I just think it's accentuated by the Ramban having created a special link, you know, with Pesach, and by the other two examples of this really interesting independent / conjoined relationship having to be things that happen to play an enormous role, you know, on the night of the Seder. But the basic presentation, obviously, is one which I think applies equally to the Rambam, in some respects more so to certain details of the Rambam. So the idea that this isn't just about, you know, reenacting and experiencing and being enthusiastic about something which happened to you, or at least, you know, as an anniversary is meaningful to you, etc. But this is about Pesach Lashem, a bris of Amuna, and a bris of Bechiras Klal Yisrael. So that, by definition, has a certain kind of sliding scale character to it. Meaning, when it comes to Amuna, Amuna is an absolute. I'm not talking about in the real world, but as an ideal. You can't, you know, have a little Amuna. And, you know, when it comes to an appreciation of Bechiras Yisrael, so if that doesn't overflow into, you know, a rhapsody, Kalamar Be'Areza Meshubach, then there's really a significant flaw in that. Again, the just Moshe L'Mad Verdome, maybe this will conclude, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, when he talks about Avos Hashem, so he talks about, you know, Avram Avinu, Avram Ohavi. And he explains that, you know, Avram Avinu was so, you know, impassioned, you know, with Avos Hashem, that he just couldn't help himself. It was like an obsession for him, a good obsession, you know. And it just overflowed in his relationship, you know, with other people. His enthusiasm, you know, could not be bottled. And that's why, you know, Avram Megayer is Hanashim, and Sarah Megayeres is Hanashim, Hanefesh Asher Asu Becharom. The Rambam quotes that in his little piece in Sefer Mitzvos, when he talks about Avos Hashem. I think that the same general principle applies, Kalamar Be'Areza Meshubach. I think that's why the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos projects Kalamar Be'Areza Meshubach in such, so upfront. Again, the Rambam Yad Chazaka did it too, but in a different way, right? In a diffused way, in order to show that the Sipur HaNisim VaNiflos and the being Doresh Harami Ovid Avi and some of the, you know, the interaction of the Maisa HaMitzvos HaErev, that these are one and the same, so he used this phrase. But the idea behind the phrase, right, which is no detail is too small, right, to no opportunity, like, to explore, you know, this theme and the implications of it, you know, should be passed over, that I think all flows from the Yisod that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and its more moderate but necessary expression, Kol Hashanah, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, are really, in the end, expressions of Amuna. And just to conclude with one final point, as you know, there's Machlokas Rav Shmuel in the Gemara, you know, about Matchilim Begnusim Masayim B'Shevach. What does that mean? Is that Avodah Mayinah Lefarah B'Mitzrayim? Or is it a mitchila of the avodah zara hayu avoseinu? And the pashtus, you know, it seems like a mutually exclusive achlokas. And on the surface, avodah mayinu lefarah b'mitzrayim seems much more appropriate, especially when you consider that until you get pretty much to the end of the Haggadah and to what I call the second half of Hallel, which is the more universalist aspect of Hallel, we're very focused on the details of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the details of Yetzias Mitzrayim are not Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah, Hayu Avoseinu. They're Avodah Mayinu Lefaro, the Mitzrayim. Even if you take a wider view of history, mostly. Arami Oved Avi, fine, because that's the historical origins. But Mitchila of the Avodah Zarah, Hayu Avoseinu, going back to, you know, Terach and Avram Avinu, right, that seems to be pushing it, you know, in terms of historical background of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But at the end of the day, we do have the position of Mitzchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and we need to explain it. And more important, we have the quixotic Shitas HaRambam, Right, when the Rambam wants to paskin this halacha, it says Sarach lahatka b'gnus u'masayim b'shevach ketzad matkil u'masapra shebetchilo yavaseinu b'meiterach u'malafonav kofrim b'toen achar ahebel v'rodfin achar avodazara u'masayim b'dasa emes shekirvanu amokom lo v'imdilonu menatom v'kirvanu liyichudah v'chein matkil u'modiyah shavadim hayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim v'chal arashe g'malanu u'masayim b'nisim b'niflosh asolanu u'bibichiraseinu our chosenness. A lot of things for that halacha, especially now that we've identified, you know, almost each line, you know, as being so mechudash and just pretty much dense or packed. So what's fascinating is, and Nosei Kelim note this, that the Rambam paskins both. And the Aruch HaShulchan has the comment. He says, oh, the Machlokas and the Gemara, according to the Rambam, is not mutually exclusive. It's about the order. Everybody agrees you should have Mitzchila of the Avodah Zarah. Everybody agrees you should have Avodah Mil the Parah B'Mitzrayim. The question is the order, and the Rambam pasks in that order. But what's fascinating is that even that is not really true. Because the Rambam really has two starts, two beginnings. Right, reminds us a little of Parshas Emor. The Tzarech l'hatchil b'gnus l'sayim b'shevach ketzad matchil l'misaper shebetchil ayovetz and meitarach etc. And then he says v'chein matchil u'modiyah shavadam ayil on the power of Mitzrayim. He should have just said, right? And after that, you know, we say avadam ayil on the power of Mitzrayim. So even the Aruch HaShulchan's explanation, which is 80%, you know, helpful, right, leaves us with a problem. It's almost as if the Rambam wanted to tell us, right, there are two tracks of the Haggadah. There's a parallel, of course, the story, the Sipur, you know, the more superficial story, is a story of Avdus and Chayrus. And we do not want to in any way dilute that. That's why every Neis Shabayam, even though the Rambam doesn't count them, but we have it in our Haggadahs, right, certainly Kol Ma She'ira, V'Kol Ma She'kara, the phrase that the Rambam also uses three times in Perek Zayin Ochos, Chametz U'Matzah. There's no detail which isn't important about the actual events of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And in that sense, the real Hatzchala is Avodah Mayinu L'Parah B'Mitzrayim. V'chein Matchil Avodah Mayinu L'Parah B'Mitzrayim. That's why the Gemara can say that, you know, an Eved, you know, She'yatzo L'Cheirus, knows to thank his Adon, you know, so he doesn't have to say Manishtana, he can start with Avodah Mayinu L'Parah B'Mitzrayim. But on the bigger question, like what's important about all of this, when you get back to, you know, Mikra Bikurim, right, and being Doresh the Parsha of Arami Ovid Avi, and Birchas HaTorah, and really Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, it's not just about that, it's about Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah. It's about lo avadim, lo avadim, ala avadai, heim hallelu, right? Avdei Hashem, below avdei paro. It's not about the political, you know, aspect of it. Not even the political aspect of it, which is a prerequisite for ultimately after a long period and with a lot of emuna marching into Eretz Yisrael and you know claiming it as our national homeland. It's really what all of those things together say about Bechiras Yisrael and the bris of Amunah and of Torah. And therefore, you know, there are two beginnings because there's this concentric theme in the Haggadah. And that concentric theme is also highlighted in the Ramban by linking Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim very specifically with Pesach LaHashem, a korban of bris and of emunah. So I'm sorry we didn't. I'm not going to do it now to you, but you know, we'll continue with Tuck for Cohen, and we'll try to go as quickly as we can. You know, immediately after Pesach, I think we start on a Thursday, right? All right. So we'll pick up with the makoros that we have already. We have to finish the Shaka Vataria. I wanted to go into much more detail about some of the things that we've already discussed, but we'll try to move as quickly as we can because then we need to get to Rabbi Yochanan, we want to get to some of the other topics. I think we do have quite a bit. We still have like 5 weeks or 6 weeks, I think, after. So we have time to do, you know, Magbim and Tzilu Chaber. We'll try to go as quickly as we can, but, you know, some of the Chatzar issues, I hope. The plan is still in place. But I wish everybody a Chag Kasher B'Sameach, and everybody should enjoy Yontif, and we'll meet again after. Yeah. Thank you.